Will families with childcare costs be the big winners tomorrow? Will social welfare recipients get up to €15 in payments? How far will the tax changes go? How far will energy credits go? Will renters and landlords get a break? The three coalition leaders and the ministers for finance and public expenditure met last night to finalise several outstanding elements of Budget 2023. The cost of living budget, with an expected €10 billion of measures to ease inflation pressures on households and businesses. Sandra Hurley of our political staff joins me now. Sandra, are they there yet? Have Ministers Donoghue and McGrath ironed out all those final details for Budget 2023?
Well, not completely, Mary. The three party leaders and the ministers for public expenditure and finance met yesterday evening. That meeting, I'm told, went on until around 1 o'clock this morning. A lot apparently was agreed. The broad shape of the package has been signed off, but there are some outstanding items. So they are going to meet again this morning to finalise whatever is remaining. But we do know some of the broad items that have been agreed at this point. So on income tax, there is going to be a large tax cut, a change to the point at which people pay the higher rate, the 40% rate, and they're going to bring that band up to, I'm told, close to €40,000. So that is quite a big change. On the social welfare side, there are going to be double social welfare payments sometime after the budget, between then and the end of the year. That is likely to include child benefit, and this is in addition to the usual Christmas bonus payments. What is less clear is the precise amount that rates are likely to go up by in 2023. That had not emerged by last night. On the energy side, of course, paying those large energy bills is a really big part of this budget. There are going to be energy credits to the tune of €600 spread out over 2 to 3 bills. For renters, there will be a tax credit. There has been a lot of haggling over this, but the precise amount is not yet clear. But on the other side of it, the landlords, at this stage, it looks unlikely that landlords are going to get some tax help, as some of the lobby groups had campaigned for. On the childcare side, the Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, had promised to cut fees by 50% over 2 budgets. I'm told that discussions last night centred on a 20 to 25% reduction in fees for 2023, so that yet to be finalised. For the hospitality sector, it looks like that lower VAT rate will expire in February. And then on the education side, you heard earlier from our correspondent Emma O'Kelly mentioning that there will be €47 million for free school books at primary level in the next academic year in 2023. And Minister Norma Foley has also got funding for a reduction in the pupil teacher ratio at primary level, bringing it down to 23-1. Less clear also is business supports. We had been promised a large package for SMEs. There's been a lot of discussion that this has been difficult to calibrate, and it's not yet clear exactly how that is going to be funded and exactly how much that's going to be. We are going to get, it seems, an extension of the public transport fare reductions. Those are down 20% since April. That's likely to be extended for another year. And on the excise, as expected, reductions on petrol and diesel likely to be extended.
Can this budget, you know, it's an eye-watering amount of money, around €10 billion is the price tag. Can it meet expectations?
I think that's the difficulty for the government. There is huge pressure here to deliver. It's the third coalition budget, but it's the first one not dominated entirely by COVID. But they have a new threat that they've been dealing with, and that's those enormous levels of inflation, the type of inflation we haven't seen for several decades. And on the plus side, it's clear that the government has a very large surplus for this year, €4.4 billion. That's going to help fund all those cost of living measures that will come into force between now and the end of the year. There's also a surplus for next year, but the expectations are really high. And the opposition is also pushing the government to go further. Sinn Féin published its alternative budget on Friday, suggesting that it would in total spend over €13 billion. So government has been warning people that they cannot fully cushion the blow of inflation and those rising prices. But at the same time, I think the anticipation level here is very high.
That's Sandra Hurley of our political staff.